There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Are you craving the authentic Mexican flavor of Taco Time? Drive through now to try one of their world-famous crisp burritos, hand-rolled fresh to order with fresh quality ingredients. Choose from three delicious flavors, including crisp meat, crisp bean, and crisp chicken. Taco Time open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day for drive-through service. Remember, when you're hungry, anytime is Taco Time.
Do you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black?
Gather round!
Washington, D.C., I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. The big story right now, a Las Vegas police officer was shot, critically wounded. He is on life support and extremely critical condition. He was trying to take protesters into custody in front of Circus Circus during a Black Lives Matter protest. That's according to Joe Lombardo, the Clark County Sheriff. We'll talk more about that as we go along this hour. But first off, we want to welcome in Tommy Hicks. He is the Republican National Committee co-chair. He's the national co-chair. He joins us from Dallas, Texas. And first of all, Tommy, your thoughts on what has been going on over the course of the last week plus. Yesterday, the president went over to a church across the street from the White House, held up a Bible. The president doing what he can, the governors doing what they do. What do you make of what's going on right now?
Well, first of all, my prayers go out to the officer in Las Vegas. That's tragic. I hope he pulls through. But you know what's going on in our country is really tough right now. We all mourn the loss of George Floyd. He died a tragic death, and there's a fine line between protests, which should happen, and riots, which are happening, and where people are getting hurt very badly, and businesses are being destroyed.
And by the way, another person was actually killed last night during one of the protests. So people are losing their lives across the country. It's got to stop, and hopefully it will. I want to ask you, because one of the reasons we wanted to have you on was Republicans, state and national Republican Party groups, have filed a lawsuit against Clark County and the Clark County Commission that is seeking documents from the county commission members over an arrangement to add in-person voting locations and mailing ballots to all inactive voters for the primary coming up a week from today. And of course, the election is already underway. Many of you may have already mailed in your ballots. Let's talk a little bit about the lawsuit. What are you trying to get Clark County to actually do? What documents do you want?
Well, what we care about is making sure that your vote counts, your legal vote counts. And what they are trying to do is send live ballots to inactive voters, some who have moved away from maybe Nevada, some who've died. And it's ripe for fraud. And we're actually fighting all over the country to make sure that the voter rolls are cleaned up. And in Los Angeles County in California, actually, this is an amazing number. 112% of the people who live in Los Angeles are registered to vote. So, you
whoa,
know,
whoa, 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 wait, Tommy. 112, there's only 100% that actually live there.
Yeah. So, you know, at least 12% will be fraud. So fraudulent. So, you know, it's really important, and we're launching this effort across the country, and your listeners can track us on protectthevote.com. It's a great website that we've got that goes through state by state what we're doing to make sure that your vote counts.
Now, have you tried the normal FOIA requests, and what kind of satisfaction have you gotten from the folks in Clark County?
Well, you know, we have a legal team, and you guys have a great state chair and Chairman McDonald, and we're working hard to make sure that we get all the information we need through the court system, and we're tracking it closely. I think we filed the original lawsuit on May 7th, and these things take time, but I think it's really important that we get this resolved as quickly as possible.
The election is 1 week from today. That is election day, although we may not know the outcome of the election for maybe a week or more. Are you worried that you won't get expedited, stuff from the courts?
Well, you know, we're tracking it every single day. We're just not sure, you know, the courts work on their time frame, but we want to know as soon as possible what action will be taken.
Is there, I've heard, but I've not seen, allegations that there are, in apartment buildings in different places, anecdotal evidence that there are inactive ballots piling up that anybody could drag out of the trash, drag out of the corner by the front door, people that are dead, people that have moved, people that used to live here 3 years ago. Do we have, though, any like smoking gun type evidence that this is going on?
I saw a news clip, I think it was probably 2 weeks ago, from Las Vegas, where, you know, you literally had ballots piling up in trash cans, hanging from community boards and apartment complexes. And it just it leaves your elections open and vulnerable to fraud. So it's a live situation.
Let me just ask you, do you get any indication from your legal team when the courts will take this up? And are you confident that at least somebody will take up this this effort prior to next Tuesday?
I'm confident that it will be looked into before next Tuesday. But, you know, as I said earlier, the courts work on their own time. And but we want to know as soon as possible that they're being responsive to our lawsuit.
Again, Tommy Hicks joining us. He is the Republican National Committee co-chair. He is the big cheese, and he is the co-chair of the Republican National Committee nationally. What did you think of the president's performance yesterday? I was very impressed by the president.
I was too. He's been a tremendous leader. He addressed this very early on. It took Joe Biden a couple of days to address this, but it was a powerful image to see him walk up to St. John's Cathedral, where presidents since John Adams have gone. He prayed there before he was inaugurated in January 2017, and I think it was a powerful move.
Some were criticizing using federal forces to move a quote peaceful protesting crowd. Do you see any problem with what the president did?
Well, I think that's the mainstream media sending out false information yet again. But what happened was there were protesters hurling objects at the Secret Service, and this is what the Park Service says, and they dispersed that group of protesters who were trying to cause harm to officers. And then the president walked out afterwards, and they're trying to tie the two together.
Tell me how, Tommy, we get past this. We've had over a week of protest since the death of George Floyd. And I guess my question is, how does this date end, so to speak?
Well, our nation was founded upon the rule of law, and President Trump is not going to let that foundation be eroded by violence and hate. And I think he's taken some really good, strong steps to make sure that we protect our law enforcement officers and give the states the tools that they need to keep their citizens safe.
Let me just ask you, this comes in the midst of a pandemic. It comes in the midst of a political election, a presidential election year. We are 5 months away from Election Day. And I guess my question is, we've got Joe Biden just now coming out yesterday in Delaware, today in, I think, Philadelphia. And I guess my question is, how is this going to impact, or does it impact how you folks conduct this election, this re-election?
Well, so that's a really good question, and I will counter with, we flipped into a virtual campaign on March 13th in a 24-hour period of time. We've grown our grassroots army to 1.2 plus million people, and those are the people who right now are doing things virtually. They will be knocking on doors and campaigning for the president and for Republicans. But we've made 36 million phone calls to reach out to voters. That's phenomenal. The Democrats will never be able to catch up with our grassroots operation. And we had a great digital operation in 2016, but it's even better this time around. So our campaign will be very formidable, and we keep growing the gap between us and Joe Biden and the Democrats. And we're just going to keep working harder, smarter, and better than the other side, because that's what we have to do.
Again, Tommy Hicks joining us, Republican National Committee co-chair, and fundraising. You folks have been doing a phenomenal job of fundraising, both the reelect campaign, the RNC, third parties. Can you talk a little bit about how you fundraise in the midst of a pandemic and now in the midst of a racial divide?
Well, we've seen incredible support from our grassroots donors. Records keep being broken. And those are the people who are going to show up and vote, and they're going to bring their friends and their family to vote. And this president is the first Republican president we've ever had who's been able to raise small dollar donor funds like he has. And that support is only growing because of this president's leadership.
Do you worry about current polling that shows the president behind Joe Biden, at least nationally, by six points?
Look, I was not worried in 2016 when the expert said Hillary had a 93% chance to win the election. We saw what was happening out there in America, and it feels the same way right now. The American people know this president has delivered on the promises he made in 2016, and he will be the right man to rebuild our economy going forward. And I think you're seeing that all over the country.
I can just say I pray for the president every day. And the question that I asked him back in 2018, I think still is in play. And that is, how do you get up every day and fight this fight when even people in your own party, some of the people in your own party, are trying to destroy your presidency? You've had a chance to watch this president, this man. How does he do it?
I am impressed every single day, and by the way, I pray for him as well. But the American people elected a fighter to be president, and that's exactly why we have this large of a grassroots army. They want to fight with him, and they know that he's under attack every single day, and they want to go out there and make sure that he gets another 4 years as president of the United States. They know that's what's best for our country.
And once again, if folks want to keep track of what you folks are doing in the courts here in Nevada and elsewhere, Michigan, Florida, other states as well, where can they go? Where can they find this?
Yeah, it's protectthevote.com is the website we launched a few weeks ago, and it's a great resource to go monitor what we're doing around the country. We're going to spend $20 million litigating to make sure your vote counts this November. So that's a great tool for your listeners to track us.
Hey, Tommy, thanks so much. I always enjoy talking to you. I appreciate it. And keep fighting the good fight, my friend.
Thanks, Kevin. You guys be safe.
There you go. Tommy Hicks, Republican National Committee co-chair, joining us live and local now. Stick around. More to do live and local now.
Hi, this is diamond and silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
The difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800. 775-289-6800.
Listening to the radio.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Wash my hands. I don't touch my face. I stay at home. Shelter in place. Social distance. Don't go to work. I'll wear a mask and gloves. Stay away from church.
Wow. Who's that? Is that Ray Stevens?
That's Ray Stevens, yeah.
Ray Stevens. 81 years young.
81 years old and still knocking out the hits, don't you know?
I absolutely love it. We are continuing to follow the major story, and it is here in Las Vegas. And this is so incredibly sad that one man has already lost his life in a separate shooting. What is amazing to me is the governor has not called out the National Guard here. He did it up in Reno. But you got to wonder if there is blood on this governor's hands for not calling up the National Guard for Las Vegas. He's done so for Reno and Hillary Sheevy, but not here. And one has to wonder how that has happened. For those of you that are wondering, a Las Vegas police officer was critically injured. Another man was killed. Separate shootings last night. And yet we have still not called up the National Guard to get National Guard troops into Las Vegas. Don't know why. The governor's going to have some explaining to do. I want you to hear the president. This was the president, why he is taking federal action to stop the violence. And I want you to notice how CNN mixed split screen both audio and video of protests while the president was speaking. They didn't do it in the beginning, but they did it eventually. Listen to this.
My fellow Americans, my first and highest duty as president is to defend our great country and the American people. I swore an oath to uphold the laws of our nation, and that is exactly what I will do. All Americans were rightly sickened and revolted by the brutal death of George Floyd. My administration is fully committed that for George and his family, justice will be served. He will not have died in vain. But we cannot allow the righteous cries and peaceful protesters to be drowned out by an angry mob. The biggest victims of the rioting are peace-loving citizens in our poorest communities. And as their president, I will fight to keep them safe. I will fight to protect you. I am your president of law and order and an ally of all peaceful protesters. But in recent days, our nation has been gripped by professional anarchists, violent mobs, arsonists, looters, criminals, rioters, Antifa, and others. A number of state and local governments have failed to take necessary action to safeguard their residents. Innocent people have been savagely beaten, like the young man in Dallas, Texas, who was left dying on the street, or the woman in upstate New York, viciously attacked by dangerous thugs. Small business owners have seen their dreams utterly destroyed. New York's finest have been hit in the face with bricks. Brave nurses who have battled the virus.
Good. God, he is fabulous.
That's the president, why he is taking federal action. We have a cop on life support. We have another man dead. Separate shootings late last night. When is the mob going to go home? We'll talk about that coming up. Also, Dr. Jerome Corsi, best-selling author, will join us, and we'll talk about what's going on in D.C. and elsewhere around the country. It's all coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another night of protests in many American cities. Fewer turned as violent and riotous as they had in previous nights, but in New York City, police are still processing a huge number of arrests. They're up to 700 from last night alone, and that makes nearly 2,000 arrests over five straight nights of mayhem in the Big Apple. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumed Democratic White House nominee, ripping into President Trump for his walk yesterday after remarks in the Rose Garden about the violent protests following the death of George Floyd. The president walking to St. John's Episcopal Church for what Biden says was surely a photo opportunity.
A president from the doorstep of the People's House, the White House, using tear gas and flash grenades in order to stage a photo op in one of the most historic churches in the country, or at least in Washington, D.C.
USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Xfinity Series drivers get the Monday Night Spotlight in Bristol. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
Now we're easy top 10 car.
Before you dive into the race weekend, get up to speed with MRN Out Loud.
That is what makes an extraordinary team.
I'm Woody Kane, inviting you to join me every Thursday as we talk to NASCAR drivers and crew chiefs about the coming weekend's race.
There's a lot that we've been working on.
And let you know when and where to hear MRN's coverage from the track.
It's one of the older race surfaces we go to.
Gear up for the race when you catch MRN Out Loud, streaming every Thursday at MRN.com or wherever great podcasts are found.
Times have been tough lately. Fridays feel like Mondays. Weekends like weekdays. But soon, that will change. Because soon, we will have race day. A day to be thankful for those off the track while we root together for our drivers on it. A day when the red flag is lifted and the green flag flies again. A day that is just the beginning. NASCAR is back.
The NASCAR Cup Series on Fox and FS1. Brought to you by Coca-Cola.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series Cheddar's 300 at the Bristol Motor Speedway was moved from last Saturday to last night, following last week's rain delays in Charlotte. In the closing laps of last night's race, it was Junior Motorsports teammates Noah Gragson and Justin Allgaier coming together while battling for the lead, sending Allgaier into the wall and Gragson to victory lane. It was his second win of the season. Last night's race was also the Xfinity Series Dash for Cash qualifier, where the top four Xfinity Series drivers to finish last night will have a shot at a $100,000 bonus in this Saturday's race in Atlanta. Those drivers are Gragson, Chase Briscoe, Brandon Jones, and Harrison Burton. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Hi, this is MRN's Kyle Rickey, and you're on the home for NASCAR, where Nevada comes to talk.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm
crazy.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Crazy.
Do you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump? and you ain't black.
Crazy.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Crazy for thinking.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you.
Yeah, just imagine Joe Biden is president in these troubled times. That's a scary, scary thought. Joining us now, we're very happy to have him back on. We've had him on before many times. He's Dr. Jerome Corsi, best-selling author, the founder and CEO of CorsiNation.com, and he joins us from Morristown, New Jersey. And what phase, just out of curiosity, Dr. Corsi, what phase are you in New Jersey now?
We've got a Democratic governor, so we're in permanent lockdown. We never get out.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible. Well, let me just ask you. We've had more than a week of protests now. When is the mob going to go home? Do you get a sense?
This is an insurrection. These Antifa are clearly anarchists. It's trained. It's funded by Soros. I just wrote a new ebook on it, my website, CorsiNation.com. Called, Rage, Race, and Riots. These are riots like an insurrection. These are paid revolutionaries. And this is nothing, I studied the race riots in the 1960s. I wrote my first books when I was 18, 19 years old on the race riots. I co-authored one of the task force reports to the Eisenhower Commission on the Causes and Prevention of Violence, Shootout in Cleveland, when I was in college at Case Western Reserve. These are not race riots. Race riots in the 60s, you could see there were the black demonstrators in their own communities. They were burning and looting in black communities. That's going on here, but the major actors are Antifa and Black Lives Matters. And Antifa has been funded by Soros. It's a plan that has been developed, as I explained in this ebook, going back to 2008, to demonize the police, have a war on cops. And you've now got Black Lives Matters that has partnered with Hamas, and they've joined with the radical Islamics. And so these are groups that want to destroy America, and the violence is largely white youths who are hooligans paid and trained in how to smash windows in high property areas, downtown, midtown New York, Macy's window on 35th Street, right by few blocks away from Penn Station. And these are not protests. These are protests exploiting race as the means to create anger and force division. It's Barack Obama's fundamental Saul Alinsky strategy. I call it the Ferguson syndrome because that's where Obama and Holder introduced the techniques.
I want to ask you, and again, Dr. Jerome Corsi, best-selling author, the founder and CEO of CorsiNation.com, joins us. I noticed on the Sunday shows, the new Democrat talking points are, it's not just Antifa, it's white nationalists. Is there any evidence? I can't find any evidence that white nationalists are a part of this thing.
They're not, but I can guarantee you that that's where the narrative is going to go, because you had the Southern Poverty Law Center preparing that narrative for some time. That truly the white nationalist groups are very, there's hardly any that are strictly, white supremacist groups. The average American today is fully accepting of equal rights. This whole idea that the police are racist and they're using violence against blacks and they pick on, it's the Ferguson syndrome. They look for an incident with a police interaction with a black male, which the black male dies, and then they make a big deal out of that, becomes a national symbol, and that is the cause for a lot of people from outside, this Antifa groups, 70-80% of them being arrested are not from the local areas, they're not African-American, they're not community rising up an outrage, they're Black Lives Matter or Antifa professional rioters, professional anarchists, And even today with Joe Biden giving a speech, they're trying to wrap this whole George Floyd thing into a Martin Luther King. I mean, I saw Martin Luther King when I was a kid. I supported Martin Luther King. He had a nonviolent civil disobedience movement. He was a Republican, Martin Luther King, and he wanted to have equal rights. He wasn't arguing for racial antagonism. He was basically saying, give us the rights we are deserved as citizens and human beings under the Constitution and other documents, the 13th, 14th Amendment, etc. And he was right. But this is not an equal rights movement. This is a violent revolution that goes back to the communists in Weimar Republic in the 1920s, which was the original Antifa. They're even using the same symbols, the same flags as those communists used in Weimar Republic in Germany. And its aim is to overthrow the United States government and have the final socialist revolution come in to destroy the Constitution. That's the goal of this.
So what will make the mob go home? Let's talk first about the peaceful protesters and Antifa. What will make both those groups go home to where we can sweep up the streets, clean the place up, and go about our business?
Well, in the Democratic-controlled cities, there's not much peaceful protest. You're getting the governors and the mayors to stand down and let the mobsters run riot like they did in Portland, Oregon, and have done up there for years. What it's going to take is massive force. This is the only thing that solved the riots in the 60s. It's going to take President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act and to mobilize the military across the country, especially in the Democratic-controlled states. I'm convinced the Democratic governors and mayors, especially here in New York, de Blasio and Cuomo, see this as an opportunity to, COVID-19 is dying out. So this is now the new way to keep us in lockdown. And if COVID-20 comes back in September, which I'm predicting it will, I think this is an orchestrated attack on the United States that is aimed at making sure the country is locked down for the rest of the year and the election has to be held, if it's held at all, by paper ballot, which the Democrats plan to steal.
I want to ask you, because you brought up and you've been writing prolifically about the COVID-20, the possibility of COVID-20, yet we see in all of these protests, nobody's wearing a mask except to protect their identity. And more than that, though, they're not standing 6 feet apart. There is no social distancing. Is it possible we're going to get a spike, kind of a COVID-20, even before we're done with COVID-19?
No, I think this is going to make everybody realize how ridiculous the social distancing is. Human beings are social animals. We're not going to spend the rest of our lives in biohazard suits because we might get the flu. We're going to have our immune systems be developed. It's why the doctors I've talked to have said that this hydroxychloroquine zinc formula is the only thing that seems to work, and it will work as a preventative. I created this Corsi Nation Tele-MD program because it's the only way to be. I'm not selling drugs. I'm getting you, I'm marketing the opportunity to talk with an MD who can get you hydroxychloroquine if it's determined that by the doctor that it's in your need. And I think there's good justification for this. But the point is, what we're seeing in the streets now, the shooting police, we're seeing now the violence is moving to a whole new level. This is not going to be contained by normal police activities. The police aren't trained to do this. National Guard isn't even trained to do this.
Wow.
It's going to take a military operation to shut this down. And I believe that these anarchists, it's organized. I can show you what I do in this ebook, this race, the Rage, Race, and Riots ebook on my website, CorsiNation.com, is I trace back to 2008 how Soros and Obama, together with Eric Holder, planned to demonize the police and to have a war on cops. In fact, through Soros's funding and his Open Society Forum, the Department of Justice began to implement this community policing idea in which they wanted to have the community organizers come into the press, the police, in order to sensitize them in black areas. And it went along with saying that we were an incarceration nation of blacks and that we should go easy on various drug crimes in black areas, the whole releasing from prison movement. If you'll remember, in Ferguson, when you had this officer, Darren Wilson, who shot and killed this black Michael Brown, and the story initially, and Holder flew into Ferguson and said, this is an incident of police brutality and racism. We need fundamental, it sounded just like Biden did today, the same themes. And Holder was saying, this indicates how the community is, black community is harassed by police. Well, it turned out that this Michael Brown wasn't just this big, giant kid with hands up. He had just robbed very brutally a convenience store. He was walking in the middle of the street with a friend. He did not heed Officer Wilson's call to get out of the middle of the street. Michael Brown ran at Officer Wilson and went for his weapon. And in the altercation, Michael Brown got shot. And there was no grand jury indictment of the officer, and the incident was found to be one in which it was provoked by a black kid who would not listen to police authority after robbing a convenience store. But yet the narrative was cast in stone with this Obama decision to rub raw the racial tension, Saul Alinsky, in order ultimately to have a revolution. You remember even the first days of the Obama's administration, the incident with Professor Gates, where Obama came out and said the professor was harassed by the police in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And it ended up in that famous beer summit with the police officer and Professor Gates after Obama was embarrassed to learn that that officer had been very involved in police sensitivity training with the black community. And it was the professor who caused the ruckus when he didn't have his key and was trying to get into his own home.
Let me just ask you, in a final couple of minutes, we've got a president that is doing his level best to quell the violence. Are there other groups that can help? Obviously we've got so much going on, and the president is tied up with pandemics and different things like that, plus running the country. Are there other groups though that can help in quelling the violence, you think, in our American cities?
From my experience, and I've studied racial riots, I've studied terrorism, I was in universities, I consulted the Agency for International Development on terrorism for years, I've published computer models on terrorism. At this stage, the only thing that will stop this is massive force, and that will have to come from the military. That's the only solution that Barack Obama has, and President Trump has. Barack Obama's strategy is to avoid being indicted for this coup d'etat, and I see that now John Ratcliffe, as Director of National Intelligence, is following up on Richard Grenell. We're getting documents which make it absolutely clear that even in 2017, Mueller knew there was no Russian collusion and the Steele dossier was completely Russian disinformation. That came from the release of the footnotes in the Horowitz report on FISA abuse that Grenell forced and Barr was sitting on. Barr has not cleaned up the Justice Department. Tom Perez, who's chairman of the Democratic National Party, former La Raza guy, was in the Department of Justice harassing Sheriff Arpaio over police tactics that he considered to be discriminatory against Hispanics. The Department of Justice has moved in this leftist direction of imposing a political correctness on racial correct ideas, politically correct ideas, on the police of America. And that's been funded by Soros in a conscious effort since 2008. We're seeing the fruits of that today. And the Justice Department should have been rooting out Antifa and going after these terrorist criminals. We need to brand Antifa as a terrorist organization and go out after them with the maximum force internationally of the United States government in order to get these insurrectionists, these revolutionaries, violent revolutionaries, which is what they are, controlled out of, or we'll lose the country. We'll become in a civil war The next thing they'll do is they'll blame white supremacists and they'll flame the race card. And Biden's speech today was on that theme. He sounds just like Eric Holder sounded in Ferguson, almost word for word, in 2014. This is a Democratic, hard-left, socialist, communist rehearsed strategy to take down America, and we've got to understand that COVID and its attack as a released bioweapon, and what we're seeing today are the continuation of the same attack on America.
Dr. Corsi, if folks want to find one of your amazing ebooks, where would they go? How will they find them?
CorsiNation.com. They're on the front page. They're all reasonably priced. You can download them immediately, so you have it instantly. And my email's on the website, JRLC. My initials, Jerome Robert Lewis Corsi, JRLC at yahoo.com. And the contact me in the right-hand corner, I get those emails. And if anybody has any problem getting the ebook, all they have to do is let me know, and we'll make sure they get it. Same with the TeleMD. I'm hearing all the problems that might occur and anyone trying to use my website, and we're addressing them all. We want everybody to be satisfied with using CorsiNation.com and to get out of the site what they want.
You are amazing, sir. Dr. Corsi, thanks so much. Always good to have you on. We'll have you on again soon.
I very much look forward to it, Kevin. Thank you. God bless.
Dr. Jerome Corsi, best-selling author, founder, and CEO of CorsiNation.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Our
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. The latest that we can bring you, we had a night of violence last night here in Las Vegas. I know there's been a lot of violence, a lot of looting up in Reno. And Mayor Sheehy did the right thing. And now the Governor Sisolak has deployed National Guard troops to Reno. Why is he not doing it here in Las Vegas? You've got one man dead last night. Man was killed in a separate shooting during a Black Lives Matter protest. You've got a Las Vegas police officer who right now, at least last time we checked, was in extremely critical condition and was on life support. And the question you've got to ask yourself, where the hell is the governor? Where the hell is the governor? You know, you got all these people that are out protesting, not exactly socially distancing. So what the hell is going on? Governor Sisolak, this is another example of where you've been about a week behind everybody else. That was a fourth straight night of Black Lives Matter protesting. It has escalated and escalated and escalated. And you say, well, when's the governor going to call out the National Guard for Las Vegas? And I don't know the answer to that question.
I know nothing. I see nothing. And I say nothing.
Yeah. All the while, 126 new coronavirus cases, three deaths reported just here in Clark County. Where is the governor?
I say this calls for action, and now nip it in the bud.
Well, we'll find out. Maybe today we'll bring a declaration from the governor that the National Guard has been deployed not just to Reno and Mayor Sheehy, but also to Las Vegas. Because people are now dying in the streets of Las Vegas. And we pray for that Las Vegas policeman who is currently on life support. We pray for him and his family. Stick around as we continue live and local now.